88.
Some say Muammar Gaddafi stole the show at the UN, but what about Barack Obama? John Travolta testifying about his son, Jet, and the day he died. Mackenzie Phillips says her dad raped her because he wanted her as his wife. Wow, from the mamas and the papas, a real bombshell. Normally don't get into that kind of gossip, but it was shocking stuff that shot across the wires today. We'll get into all of that and so much more here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. It's Wednesday. That means right from the get-go, though, we go to Easy Ticket Mike to talk about a little sports. Hey, Easy Ticket, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm surprised you said you're doing great. Boy, those Cowboys in the opening show. Unfortunately, the Giants walked away with a win and off of a kick. What a crazy game that turned out to be, and I'm sure Jerry Jones was disappointed not to get that win.
Well, I was, you know, I thought the game was entertaining, but, you know, the Giants, they can't score inside the 20. And, of course, the Cowboys, they can't score if they lose the ball four times in a game.
No, unfortunately, I think that showed the vulnerability of the quarterback, who I don't think is going to win him a Super Bowl, Mike. I mean, who knows? But Tony Romo, this is his year to do something, and those four turnovers didn't help any. And for people listening, they know, if they participate and nail the score, that our game of the week was the Cowboys and the Giants. Nobody won that. This Thursday in our third hour, you have a chance to try to nail the score again. The computer will pick the next game of the week. And how about the Patriots? The Patriots getting, I think, stunned by the Jets, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, the Jets are a good team, but, you know, don't count the Patriots out, though. I mean, it's still early in the season. You know, the game that got me was Indianapolis. That you know, the other Manning, and you know, he came in. What I saw, I was reading the stats on that game in Indianapolis. Their offense had the ball for less than a full quarter. They had it, I think, 14 minutes and change for the whole game. And so they, their offense, I guess, scored enough and scored quick.
Yeah, scored quick in the end when they had to, and disappointing for the people in Miami. And, of course, the Miami Dolphins have a couple of new owners, or at least minority owners. They own a chunk, but they might actually be majority. I'm not sure if it's majority or minority, but they have a big chunk of the Miami Dolphins, Venus and Serena Williams. And they were there for the game. It looked like Miami was going to grab this one. And then, of course, you mentioned it, Manning scoring when they needed to score, but not much offense. They're the defensive players. For people listening, and if you know nothing about football, think of these guys, these defensive big guys, being on the field the whole time. You see them on the sidelines, and they're just sucking down the oxygen, weren't they?
Yeah. I think the important team, or the good team in Miami now, are the Hurricanes.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Boy, that's the truth. And speaking of that, let's swing to college football. Hard to believe we're already 3 weeks into this, going into yet another week in college football, because, of course, it starts before the pros do. You had Texas. A lot of people are Longhorn fans across the country, and, you know, they did what they were supposed to do. Florida with a win. And there was some, I think, interesting football, but nothing that really blew us away. You don't think there was any real big surprises, right?
USC, they got
knocked
out by their conference rival, Washington.
Yeah.
You know, that dropped them down to out of the top 10. And I think the big game this week in college football is going to be Miami and Virginia Tech. You know, both of them had great games this last weekend. Miami, they beat Georgia Tech and brought them up in the polls, and Virginia Tech beat Nebraska. So I'm looking for that game to be a real strong game. And, you know, I think my personal take on it, I'm rooting for Virginia Tech to win that game. But, you know, it's anybody's toss-up.
Yeah, it's anybody's toss-up. That's how it is, especially with those two teams, no doubt. From football, we go to baseball, And, man, we are down to the nitty-gritty now. I mean, man, what happened to those Texas Rangers?
They just, you know, it took them a little bit long to for July to hit them.
That's
they,
true.
they normally fold in July, but this time it was September. And they just lost too many games. You know, it looks like Boston's going to – their magic number now is, I think, 5. And Colorado's magic number is 7. So, a combo of those many wins and their next opponent's down losses gives them the wild card spot. So, you know, what I'm looking at is, New York, the Yankees, they've clinched their division. And I'm looking for really Detroit. They're not that far ahead yet. I mean, they still could be knocked out. But what I'm looking at is, you know, it's probably going to be New York, Detroit, and the Angels winning their respective divisions. And then the Dodgers, the Phillies, and St. Louis winning theirs. And I'm looking for the wild cards to be Colorado and Boston.
Yeah, and I think the Phillies have a great chance to repeat as World Series champs. It's hard to do, but they have a shot at it, certainly. But crazy things happen once you start to get into the series and once you get, you know, through the divisional playoffs. I think all the way through, it becomes like a whole different game. All of a sudden, mistakes that didn't happen. All of a sudden, incredible plays that you've never seen all of a sudden happen. It's an exciting time, I think, this time of year for baseball. By the way, anybody listening out there, if you're listening to us in the great state of Connecticut, or you're listening to us in Pennsylvania, or you're listening to us anywhere, Illinois, et cetera, any place that, of course, America Tonight broadcasts to, including if you're listening to us on the web, you can get tickets to any of the stuff that we talked about by going to easy-ticket.com. And, of course, concerts, because a lot of people aren't into sports one bit, but they love music. What's going on with the concerts? Who's touring?
Oh, there's plenty of groups out there. I know Metallica's coming through here. They're on tour, but they're coming through Dallas this next week. I've got a bunch of tickets for their Kiss. They're out on tour. ZZ Top, you know, that group's been around for long. They were in New York this last weekend, and so, you know, they did great. But they were touring with Aerosmith, but Aerosmith, they haven't got back on tour. You know, Tyler, he broke his shoulder, so he's kind of out in the wings right now, so to speak.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. That was shocking when he did it. Nobody was really sure what happened to Steven Tyler, but it was worse than originally was thought. When he got up, he seemed all right, and I'm obviously hurt, but then it turned out to be worse than most people had thought. So, again, go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, you have a good week, Kate.
All right, you too. Enjoy it. Enjoy all the games. Hey, coming up in our next hour, the king of collectibles. If you collect anything, I'm talking about old photographs, stamps, sports memorabilia, your mama's china that you inherited and you have no idea what it's worth and you're curious, right? The guy to call is Harry Rinker, and he joins us in our second segment. So it's your chance to call in that one segment. Just remember that. Start digging through the drawers right now, and maybe in the basement or maybe in the garage. Hang with us. Tim Downs next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 23rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,013.40. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,041.83, $520.91 for the half ounce, or $260.46 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,041.83, $520.91, and $260.46.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources with an exciting announcement. Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m., two of the most influential representatives in Congress, Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann, are putting on the Student Town Hall meeting, free to the public at Northrop Auditorium University campus. The topics of this rare event will be monetary reform, limited government, and free market economy. Don't miss this powerful gathering. Again, dates for this event is Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m. Northrop U of M campus, or go to www.midasresources.com for more information.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Oh, I'm just wild about every, and every's wild about me. They have the bleaches of the species that fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet like peppermint candy.
All right, we are just wild about Harry on this show. Harry Rinker joining us here on America Tonight, as I was mentioning before. Anything that you collect, or if you're curious about what's happening in the collectible world, any questions whatsoever, he really is an incredibly knowledgeable man, so we're lucky to have him on the air with us. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. A lot of you have shot me some emails over the weeks. You can always do that. I know it's hard, all these addresses you forget, americatonight.net. I drill that into everyone's head so much that I've gotten a few of those, and we'll let Harry respond to them as well. But if you have a call, do it now. Don't wait until he's already gone. So 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you?
Hey, listen, I'm doing great right now, Kate. The truth of the matter is that I'm in the middle of selling my school, as you probably know.
I know. Is that kind of a hard thing for you?
Well, it'll be the first time since 1966 I haven't had an address in Pennsylvania. There's 50,000 objects in there.
Wow.
And I'm boxing them up. I haven't decided to auction any of them at this point. I don't know. I have to figure out where I'm going to store it all. But at least for the moment, it is kind of hard. It is going to force me to look at, you know, what is important and what isn't important among the things I collect. But I knew this time would come eventually. It's going to be kind of fun to get some of my better stuff up here to Connecticut. You know, we left it back in Pennsylvania on the grounds we were going to go back there. And so, you know, it's all part of the progression of things. And it is a time when you ask, you know, what is important, what is not important. I mean, the family stuff is coming up. You know, the pieces that I care the most about are coming up, but I think the thing that every collector has to realize, and all the rest of us that are into this big time, it's just stuff, And, you know, sometimes it's time to move on.
Yeah, very well put. I think a lot of times, you know, they talk about this. There's people that have written books the opposite end where they talk about clutter and what is clutter and what is stuff that you want to preserve and save and pass down.
But the thing about it, this is an expensive clutter. Well, you know, I've had a chance to, I'm working on my thesis. This is a big semester or a big time for me. Besides all the work I'm doing in the antiques and collectibles field, I'm also finishing up my master's of fine arts and professional writing. This is my last semester. I've been doing this for 2 years now. And I'm writing my thesis, and my thesis is a compilation of my columns over the last number of years regarding collectibles called Antiques and Collectibles in the 21st Century, the First Decade. We've talked about this at the show. There's been so many changes going on out there in the antiques and collectibles field that, you know, I'm going to do a book about all the big changes in the last 10 years in terms of how the market works, what people collect, and that type of thing. So I've got that going on. And in part, you know, working and getting rid of the stuff at my school reflects some of those changes. I also started teaching. I'm back in the classroom again.
Well, what's that been like for you?
You know what? It's been probably one of the most exciting things I've done in a long time. I'm teaching a course in English 101, composition. I went back and got my master's because I wanted to get down in the trenches and try to teach young people how to write. And at the community colleges all across the country, you hear a lot about them in the news, actually. You know, it's a struggle down there. These are the kids that are at the very basic of this educational process, at least the upper-level education. So it's kind of fun for me. It's been a rewarding 4 weeks. I've got my first set of papers in from my students, and, we have a lot of work to go. But, no, it's great. It's great. It's great fun. It's also, you know, it's also a time to reflect back. I've been in the trade now pretty basically since 1981, you know, coming up to 30 years in the business, and a lot has happened. Although I will say this, it's still an exciting time in the trade. It's still a lot of fun, but, boy, it's a very different world today than it was even 10 years ago.
Boy, no kidding. And speaking of that, Jake from Austin, who emails this show quite frequently, asked a question a couple of weeks ago, just, hey, when are you going to have Harry back on the show? Would you ask him for me, because I guess I say this a lot, what are some of the hot things going on in collectibles right now? So what are the things that people are, is there something new or different people are collecting? Because you know better than I what tends to be hot and then what cools off and all of that sort of stuff.
Well, first of all, we have, strangely enough, in the military areas, the Civil War is getting to be big again. You know, you live long enough, and I'm working on it here. I lived through the 100th anniversary of the Civil War from 1961 to 1966, and here it is 50 years later, 2011 to 2015. And so, boy, interest in the Civil War and military on the whole is just growing. Even some of the World War II stuff, but Vietnamese War stuff and whatever is doing well. Firearms are hotter than heck. I mean, they had leveled off for a while, but they're, you know, the middle and high end of the firearms market doing very, very well. The modernist designer market is doing very well. The young people today are designer conscious. They're brand name conscious. And so anything involving antiques and collectibles with a brand name is okay. You know, we're starting to see a growing interest in the toys of the 70s and the 80s. I had some friends from a strong museum of play, a wonderful museum in Rochester, Minnesota. If you don't know it, they're doing very well in terms of collecting things relating to play. And I had them down to look at my puzzle collection, but it was a little overwhelming for them. So they wound up not purchasing it as I hoped they would. But anyway, what happened is that, you know, in the toy area, you collect what you remember. And that's the Beatles, you know, you wonder who is going to survive. Elvis stuff, not as much interest as there once was. I did a column years ago called Elvis is Dead and got all kinds of nasty letters from Elvis people and Elvis collectors. But you know, Elvis is dead. The generation that grew up with Elvis is finished. are not finished. We're still alive, but we're in our certainly in our elderly years. But the new generation doesn't listen to Elvis like the new generation listens to the Beatles. Sports memorabilia, don't have to tell you that.
Right.
Still remains hot, thanks to a number of key auctions promoting it. You've got a huge firm down there in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, Heritage Auctions, doing a great job promoting a wide range of categories. Cover art from the old pulp magazines and paperback books and illustrator art. They've just sold several, well, they're in the process of selling a major collection. They had two auctions earlier, and they're having another one coming up. Just gone crazy in terms of that. Now, interestingly enough, the high end of the market, there's a lot of talk about what something is worth. You go and you see this antique roadshow prices. You go in the antique shops in New York and you see prices. But there's a lot of feeling that these are overpriced, that the price is relevant. And it always, of course, was relevant. It was always what somebody asked somebody was willing to pay. But we're starting to see categories where 20 cents on the dollar, 30 cents on the dollar from years ago is there. Pennsylvania German furniture, which is, of course, a love of mine because of my cultural heritage, is selling today at prices it sold for in 1970.
Wow.
Well, yeah, but, but here's the name of the game. I don't think that there's any more way to go down in the antiques market. I mean, I think the prices have bottomed out. I mean, yes, prices adjusted because of things in the early part of the decade, and then they stabilized in 2006, 2007, and then the recession took prices down again. But the stock market's going up, and prices are going to start going up in my business, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bargains in my business, and I think we hit, just like the stock market hit bottom back in March, April, I think we've hit bottom. The general rule of thumb is that there's a six-month delay between what goes on out there in the public and what goes on in my business. So we're starting to see some movement. It's a great time if you're interested in antiques and collectibles to get out there and buy because I don't think they're going to ever be – the prices that we see in a lot of stuff right now, I don't think we'll see in 5 and 10 years from now.
Yeah. Wow, I agree with you. We have 1 minute left, Harry. Tell everybody how they can hear your show if they can't radio station.
Absolutely. What you got is part of the Genesis Communication Network, so they can go to GCNLive.com, just like they can for America Tonight, Kate. Click on GCNLive.com. If you do that on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Pacific, you can call 1-800-259-5791 and come on board. Otherwise, you can go up to GCN Live and use the archives.
Harry, can you hang through for just a couple minutes? We have Mark in New York who wants to talk to you.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, that's excellent. All right, because here once again, we want to make sure people don't go away disappointed, and I actually got another email. So we'll keep Harry over for a few minutes. He's gracious enough to do that, even though he's got to worry about that giant schoolhouse and all the things in it. I can imagine just doing the inventory there. Mark, hang on. You're next. Mark in New York here on America Tonight.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The Liquid Magnet Complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com. RxMagnets.com or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
Folks, Harry Ricker was gracious enough to hang through for us. I got a couple of quick emails here. If you want to chime in, jump on the line now, 800-259-5791. Mark in New York, you have the floor. Hey, Mark.
Hey, hi, Mark. What you got?
Yeah, I for the last 25 years, I've been collecting Universal Studio collectibles ranging from 8-millimeter trailers and a mummy right on up to every doll they made, brand new. But what I wanted to ask you, I have this company called Telco out in Long Island, used to import them. They were 24-inch animated Frankensteins and Draculas and stuff like that. And they stopped importing them a long time ago, but I was just wondering animation.
Well, the thing about it was that Monster Collectibles were hot in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as hot today. The problem is not that they're not Monster Collectibles, they're very nice, but the thing about them is that they're fairly recent. I have what I call my 30 years rule. For the first 30 years of anything's life, all their value is speculative,
mm-hmm.
which means that, you know, what you trade them for is what they're worth, of course, but they're not enough time has passed to get a stable secondary market. Now, the thing about it is these things have been around for a while, right? So they're what, 15, 20 years old at this point? Yeah. So the market is starting to develop. You should see the market on eBay. Have you been up on eBay to look and see what they're bringing?
Not really.
Yeah.
But well, I do have to get rid of it.
Well, that's where you're going to start. You're going to want to start by going up on eBay and seeing what they sell for on eBay. Now, the question is, what's the right market? I recently was involved in in an object which was selling for eBay on eBay for $10.50, but a firm in North Carolina was asking anywhere from 50 to 75 bucks for the same object. And the problem was that it was selling for eBay for $10.50, but this firm was getting 50 to 75 bucks when they sold one. So you get involved in what is the right price. Well, the key for you is to find the right market.
Right.
I'd start with eBay. And if you're satisfied with the prices on eBay, that's what I would go with.
Terrific.
If not, what you have to do is you have to find a specialized market for these, and that's the toy sale markets. You would look at maybe some of the larger toy sale auction houses like Bill Bertoia and Bill Sage, and I'm trying to think of some of the other ones, but there are specialist toy sellers. The other thing that I would do if you're – where in New York are you?
All the way up near the Canadian border.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the other option you have is in Allentown, Pennsylvania, the first weekend in November. It's coming up is the Great Allentown Toy Fair. That is a toy fair that brings dealers from all over the world into Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And oftentimes people like Ted Mowers and others do specialized toy auctions during that event. And so there are specialized toy auctions out there. There's a book called Antique Toy World. That's a monthly magazine. You might want to get that. Now, don't be too concerned that most of the toys in there that you'll see are older toys. Monsters and Freaks and Aliens and that type of stuff, there's a whole market for those. And occasionally Antique Toy World will deal with it. So I don't think you're in a bad market. I just think you have to work hard to find the right market.
Terrific.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Right on.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. We have Kathy listening to us in Kentucky, Harry.
Hey, hi, Kathy. What you got?
Hi. I have a print by E.L. Henry. It was done in 1901.
Yep.
And it's got his signature and everything on it. And it's called Going Home. But it is a print. It's not an original.
Yeah, right. It's a big elongated one, right? It's like about 3 feet, not quite 3 feet wide, but maybe 25, 30 wide, but only about 12 to 15 inches high?
Yes.
Yeah, is there a picture of a canal in the background along with the horse and buggy?
It's got the street and the horse and buggy, and it's got like the gardener and the maid sweeping the street, and it's got the stagecoach is what it's got.
Yeah, if indeed it is in good shape and there's a nice frame on it, 75 to 100, maybe even as high as 100 and a quarter, it's worth more, strangely enough, in New York than it is down in Kentucky. That print is set up in the New York countryside, and people in New York like it as a decorative print.
Okay.
Now you have to be careful. If there's wood on the back of the print, if the back of the print frame has wood on it or cardboard, you've got to get that off of that and replace it with acidic free mat. Otherwise, it's going to darken the picture and create some problems.
Okay. It does have the original frame on it, and it's got a little gold bracket on the bottom of the frame that has his name and the date and everything on it.
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's terrific. A couple of quick emails. Here's one from Jan. Jan asks, Kate, I know this is general, but I have a lot of steins. I collect steins. See if Harry can give me any idea if that's worth anything or it's just sentimental.
Well, the magic name in Stein is Metlock, and if the Steins date from the end of the 19th, early part of the 20th century, and they're Metlock Steins, then they're worth some significant money. Should she have other Steins that date from that same period, pre-World War I, they could be worth money. There's what they call military Steins, but you have to be real careful. They've been heavily reproduced. On the other hand, if these Steins are just as tourist Steins that people found along the Rhine after World War II, especially, you know, a lot of GIs that served in Germany brought them back. I travel over to Germany quite a bit. You see them all the time. If they are those kind of Steins, they're not going to be worth a lot of money. On the other hand, if you have a Stein, for example, from the Hofbräuhaus, which is the famous beer parlor in Munich, and it was, say, from the 1950s. A modern one sells for 75 to 90 bucks over there. So, you know, again, some of the specialized steins might have money. But the tourist steins, the ones along the Rhine, the ones with music boxes in the bottom, rarely exceed 50 bucks, even for the bigger ones.
Yeah, we got one last one here, and this is from John, who wrote in, John Jay. He says, ask about photographs. I have these old photographs that are starting to curl on the edges. Is there anything you can do to preserve them? He's talking about black and white photographs.
Yes, that's right. You can theoretically re-soak them and press them flat again, although if you don't know what you're doing, you shouldn't try it. I would try just putting them in a book or wherever where you can get some weight on the top of them, see if you can flatten them out that way. The biggest problem with the old black and white photographs is that the emulsion was not always fixed, and they're starting to turn brown and fade. There, the solution is to scan them into a modern electronic scanner, which can replace the quality of the image and bring it back again. The other thing you can do too, and I did that with many of the old family photographs, was have new negatives made with modern film, and that way you can preserve the photos as well.
All right, terrific advice. Tell everybody about the mailbag too. That's another great way to
get
it.
Kate, the American Night mailbag is empty. You can email your question to me. I know a lot of you emailed to Kate, and that's terrific, but you can email me too. The email address is harrylrinker@aol.com. That's harrylrinker@aol.com. Now, what I need you to do is start your email, I listen to you on America Tonight, and then ask your question. Please be as specific as possible. The more information you can provide, the better. Pictures are the biggest help of all. But if you don't put I listen to you on America Tonight up there, I'm going to put that letter in either my What You Got mailbag or in one of my column mailbags, and I'm not going to answer it here on the air. Now, as much as I wish I could do personal answers, I don't have time to do that, but, you know, you send me an email with your question, and I'll keep it in the American Night mailbag, and we'll answer it when I'm doing one of my appearances here on America Tonight.
Yeah, it's terrific. Very good. Thanks to all the people who called in. Remember, you can call Harry. He'll be back in another 2 weeks.
I'll be back next week. We're going to go back on
schedule. Okay, we'll go on the regular schedule. Okay, so Harry, see, that's perfect. Harry will be back next week, so just remember that, everybody. He'll be back next week, very same time. You can call him with any of those questions. Fascinating stuff. Harry, good luck going through your schoolhouse, and we appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much, Kate. You have a great day.
You too. All right, Harry Rinker, the great Harry Rinker. If you go to his website, you can check out all his books. He did a great book. You know, he's talking about toys. He did a great book about toys, the Smithsonian, talking about it's in the Smithsonian, actually, the book. I think you can get it in their shop there. But it's a terrific, terrific book. And then he has another one, Keep, Toss, or Sell, I think is the title. I don't want to butcher the title, but it's about what we were talking about, deciding what you're keeping and tossing and what you're selling. And a lot of people go through that, obviously, when they lose a parent or they're going through a house and downsizing or whatever it is. It's like I can remember when I was a kid, my grandmother Wilson had a cool attic. Oh, it was clean and neat, but she had these boxes and like these big chests. And that was like my thing. I wanted to always go up in the attic because I wanted to see what the stuff was, because I always thought it was old stuff in the attic. I want something from the attic. And some of you can relate to that because, you know, you've gotten rid of old houses or helped parents with houses or grandparents with houses. And sometimes you come across those treasures, and it is very curious to find out what it is worth. And as Harry said, he's certainly made a living off of that. Coming up next on America Tonight, we get to the back to the business of politics, including one lawmaker asking for 72 hours to read all the legislation as it relates to health care reform. Also, Nancy Pelosi wants to make the health reform bill much more liberal, not happy with what she's hearing in its current state. And an interesting shout out from Ralph Nader. I happened to read this today, who talks about Obama, how he describes Obama. You ready for this? Weak, waffling, wavering, ambiguous. We'll talk about it next on ATN.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Another one doesn't bite the dust, especially lately with what we heard was happening in New York and then the heightened awareness to law enforcement folks across the country when it comes to sporting events, entertainment venues, and that sort of thing as far as terrorism threats. I've often wondered about this. We've talked about the water supplies before, and what about the food supplies? Can you imagine the damage that could be done? Tim Downs joins us here on America Tonight. We're thrilled to have him with us to talk about the real threats that exist out there and what can we do about it? What can we do about the possibility of agro-terrorism? Tim, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate. Good to be with you.
Let's talk about that. The realities of that happening, how great do you think that reality is?
Well, it's difficult to estimate, but we know that it's been done in the past. Even the United States, at the end of World War II, had developed a rice fungus to use against the Japanese because their culture is so dependent on rice. But the war was drawing to a close, and we never used the weapon. The weapons have been developed. The technology is available. It could be done.
Wow. And it's such an open-ended question. It's like I said this the other night when we talk about, well, just be more alert and watch yourself at sporting events. But how can you do that if somebody gets in there and somehow figures out a way? So like with the food supply, is there what can people do to be a little bit more vigilant, I guess, on their own with their families as far as food is concerned?
Well, the problem, of course, is just the amount of farm space we have in the U.S. What I always tell people is think about the southwestern border in the U.S. Customs and Border Protection is trying to guard it to keep people from crossing over. It's a little less than 2,000 miles long, and it's almost impossible to keep people from crossing the border. Well, this year, American farmers planted 87 million acres of corn, and that's just corn. Now, how do you secure all that farmland? You can set up a metal detector to protect an airport, but how do you protect a 1,000-acre farm?
Yeah, and the answer is you really can't do that. That's not realistic.
It's really not. Now, we've got things in place to catch things once they've begun, but the fear, of course, is what if something is purposely launched? What if it happens in a number of places all at the same time? How would you stop it?
Yeah, boy, no kidding. You've written a bunch of books, of course, related books, Ends of the Earth, Plague Maker, etc. And obviously this is something that you've done research on and research in various areas and whatnot. What's the biggest thing that has surprised you in what you've learned?
You know, I'm a fiction writer. I write novels, but what surprises me always is the truth is stranger than fiction. I cannot make up anything crazier than what's already been done. People are always asking me, hey, aren't you afraid you're giving the bad guys ideas? And I always tell them, look, there are bad guys who spend their whole lives thinking of these things. And the good guys, they've thought of them too. When I do my research, I find this stuff has all been considered before.
Yeah, like you were talking about with the rice paddies, et cetera, what could have happened there. But we haven't, on a grand scale, we haven't seen this. And when I thought about having you on the show, I wonder this, you know, in what we're talking about, it seems like it would be a layup for somebody to do something where they could nail us as far as various areas of the food supply, like we talked with, from the farming angle, et cetera, maybe in other spots. Why do you think that? And this, again, is it's almost I'm just asking this. It's so open-ended. But why do you think that hasn't happened? You think that they're just if somebody's plotting, you know, we certainly know there are cells and people who want to harm the United States. Do you think it's just there are other things that are higher up as possibilities, like the tunnels and the bridges and how many people you have gathered at an event that I was just talking about, the higher alerts for sporting events? Do you think that's why?
You know, it's a funny thing, but terrorists seem to prefer cathartic events, bombs, big statements. But there are things like agroterrorism that would happen much more slowly that could be even more devastating, and that's why some terrorism experts really worry about this. The government estimates that for a terrorist group to build themselves a nuclear weapon from scratch would cost about $1 billion, and the equipment is massive and it's easy to spot. But if you want to build yourself a bioweapons arsenal, it takes about $10 million, a very small lab, and a master's in chemical engineering. That's why some people are worried about it.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, and we talk about I said you have just a plethora of books out. How did you get into the writing side of this? What made you go in this direction?
You know, I love stories. I used to write a comic strip for a living, and I decided I wanted to write more than four frames, so I got into fiction writing. My central character is a forensic entomologist, Dr. Nick Polchak. They're the guys that use insects to solve crimes. So in Ends of the Earth, Nick is investigating insects that have been purposely released in a tomato field of all places, and he stumbles onto a plot to attack the food supply in the United States.
Yeah, and that seems like, again, when you're looking into the possibilities, that seems like something that could likely happen. Now, when you talk about entomologists, of course, we would need forensic entomologists if something, God forbid, on a grander scale should happen. You'd have everybody crawling around trying to figure out what actually took place, and that would be one of the key positions, I would think.
Well, you know, there's two chief ways that you can spread a pathogen in a field. One is you can fly over it and spread it with a crop duster. That's pretty obvious. The second way is you can actually use insects to do it. The Soviets, during the Cold War, studied the use of insects to transmit plant pathogens. They figured out how to do it. So it's something that could be done, and that's why I've used an entomologist as the guy that caught on to this plot.
Yeah, what happens to the bug man next? What, do you have something else on the horizon for the bug man?
He's always got adventures coming up. I send him everywhere. Last book, he was in Northern Virginia working with cadaver dogs. Prior to that, he was in New Orleans the week after Hurricane Katrina, helping the government identify bodies after the flood. So, hey, Nick gets around.
What was it like when you I always say it's when you're a writer, it's like giving birth to your first novel. What was it like when your first one came out, when you had it done, it was wrapped up, it was going to print, everything? What was that like when that first came out?
You know, it's a terrific feeling. It's a funny thing. The best thing about it is you put the book on your bookshelf, you take a look at it, and then you go get back to work.
Okay, that's done. We did that a long time ago. We're ready for the next one, and we got to worry
right.
about the one after that.
That's right.
Excellent. Okay, so if somebody wants to pick up your books, what's the best way to do it? Amazon, I'm assuming, is always
Amazon always. You can find out more on my website, authortimdowns.com. And, Kate, I've set up something special just for your listeners. If they'll go to my website, authortimdowns.com, there's a link for your listeners right at the top. If they'll give me their email address, I'll give them the first three chapters of the book free of charge.
All right. Everybody heard that? Author, right?
AuthorTimDowns.com.
.com. Very easy to remember. Tim, thanks for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
All right. So it's interesting to think about this. In Tim's case, his character, as he said, is an entomologist, and he's done a lot of research on this because when you do these books – obviously, you have to get a lot of this stuff right, and you heard Nick say, which was the original theory, that there were going to be crop dusters that were rented, and that's how that would be the next possibility to go after the American people, would be to use the crop dusters. But there was definitely a thought that, hey, the food supply, just like the water, same thing. And, of course, as he says, with bugs, that would be one way of doing that. And actually, it's interesting, he's written so far, gosh, about six of these books. And as he said, you know, you put it on the shelf and then what's next? Actually, I think seventh, Ends of the Earth was his seventh book. Can you imagine? So he has really gone deep with this in different areas. As he mentioned, the one we were talking about after Hurricane Katrina. And, of course, the latest one, his main character is called to an organic farm in North Carolina. And it turns out he knew the woman that was on the farm. And I want to give it all away because, really, these are so well written. So there you go. What are the possibilities of our food supply actually being damaged, contaminated by the terrorists? And this on the heels of what we were talking about in our last show, the fact that now there's this heightened awareness across the country when it comes to big venues, that if something's going to happen, and because of what happened in New York and finding backpacks and starting to piece together a couple of things, scrambling to get as much information as possible, there seems to be, with Homeland Security anyway, and of course, you're not going to rip a lot of information out of these guys, but from what I could attain, it is serious enough that it's not just being thrown out there to the law enforcement folks across the country. I mean, they're really emphasizing, look, if you're near any of these big venues, really, really honestly, keep alert, because we're worried that perhaps some of these plans have been hatched. They don't know how far along. Was it, you know, in the plotting stages, here's all the information, but you don't have the people in place? That's what's not known, I guess, at this point. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends here on America Tonight.